The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
That's Savara featuring Karen with Vibration off his album Savage Level, doing really, really well. And you are just getting your views. You're writing in about the album. Continue to do so. If you missed out on his conversation when he was here on the lounge, check out the Capital FM SoundCloud channel. You'll be able to catch up with that there. You can also catch up with it on IG. We've put some posts up. Also, the Capital FM YouTube channel, where you'd be able to see snippets of his interview as well. Now, he's along Umoja Sounds featuring Emma Cheruto and the track Aje. Again, you got to vote. You got to be the one to say, hey, child, this is the song that comes back next week. This is the song that I want back. So when you vote, then, you know, the votes tally up. And at the end of the week, we're able to see who comes back regarding your votes. And let me just explain to you. When your song makes it onto Bubbling Under, no matter what happens, it's a great record. I just need you to understand this. It's a great, great track. That's why it's on Bubbling Under. So it's always an immense pleasure to play all these tracks on the show. We are at 25 minutes, now 24 minutes on to 11 o'clock. I'm just about to switch gears. My name is Chow, in case you just listened into the show. We've gotten to the part of the show that I absolutely love, where I have a guest in studio. I'm always excited to host someone in studio. And what's so cool is that this last week, when we had the live track, her song played, and now I get to have her in studio and we get to hear her live. Now, her name is Prue. And a little thing about Prue is that she says that music has always had an abstract power in society. How deep is that? I can't wait to dig into this. Prue says in ancient times, it was used as a method of communication. It has expanded to serve various purposes as the generations go by. Singing, in particular, is not merely lyrics strung together, but rather an amalgamation of thoughts and feelings. Prue, this is so deep.
Thank you.
I am just stunned. I was going through your bio when it was sent to me, and I said, oh, I cannot wait to have her in studio. Welcome.
Well, I'm here. Thank you so much for welcoming me. My name is Prue. My full name is Prudence Mukoya, but I go by the name Prue as an artist. I am so happy being here this morning. I've been waiting for this since last week when I had my song play on radio. And you know, it's like one of the first times, and it's really good. Like for upcoming artists, it really gives you like the feel of power. Yeah, because we are out here to like disseminate information through music, and this is what is very important to me. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. I love you. Got a lot of power and energy. Great energy.
Yeah.
Prue, your music, your preferred style is Afro Soul, and you say it's given you an outlet for your passions, emotions, and thoughts about the world.
Yeah, yeah. So for Afro Soul, I'm an African, so I connect very well with Afro Soul. And I believe that my African people connect more with our African sound. So like with the whole world listens to Afro Soul, you know? Yeah, and I thought, I want to do Afro Soul as an artist because this is a genre that keeps me alive, makes me feel so good about myself, and makes people around me feel so good about our culture and ourselves. So that is why I go for Afro Soul all time, every day.
I love that. The link between the music, the soul, and our Africanness,
yeah,
and the connection. So it's easy for you to bring it up and to sing because it's a representation of who you are as an African.
Exactly.
What inspires your music?
Well, most of my music is inspired by what goes on around me, and also what I have experienced as a person. So my EP that is gonna go out on 8th April 2022, like 2 weeks from now or three, is about what I've gone through as a woman who's in love, who is in the field of feeling love from every place, like from friends, from family, romantic love, you know, family love. And it's crazy because this is what inspired my first EP. I'm also inspired by what goes on around me, the government, the country, everything that goes on around me. Really, I just write. I just take my pen, sit down, and start writing.
What is the writing songwriting process like for you? Do you have to lock yourself up in a place? Do you go out in nature by the water, or what is it like for you?
Well, for me, it comes in as a spirit. That's how I can explain.
Wow, it's spiritual.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah, sometimes I sit down and I feel like my hand just wants to write, you know? And I literally look for a pen and paper that instant. Sometimes just the words just flow into my mind like no one's business. It's crazy. So I don't lock myself down. I don't schedule for a writing session. Probably I will start scheduling for my writing session when I kick off the career as a music artist. But my culture of writing is always inspired by what I'm feeling at the moment. I just like take a pen, write, and just give it all to people. Yeah.
So I think what I'm hearing you say is that you are a vessel. You feel like you're a vessel in the sense that you cannot stop yourself from writing when that feeling comes over you.
Yeah, it's like a channel of communication.
I love that. And that's what you said, that that music has a real great power in society, and it is a channel of communication as well. You just talked about when you kickstart your career. When did you start singing? Because you would say kickstart your career, but I'm pretty sure for you to be here, you must have a career. And you had you had an EP first. So when did you start singing?
Well, I started singing back in primary school. I sang in church, I sang on the assembly and stuff. I just took it very seriously when I got to high school. I was in a group called Acapella Glory in my school. So I used to teach, like when I was in Form 3, I used to teach like Form 1s who want to know how to sing. who are interested in knowing how to sing. I used to teach them how to do it. So without knowing, I became very conversant with the music, and I started to understand very well what music means to people and like why I see it as a channel of communication. Yeah. So for my EP, I decided to do it, release it this year after I met amazing Tom Olango, and
he is amazing. Yes,
he's very amazing. Yeah, and he just told me, you know, I'm a filmmaker, I'm a film producer. So he told me, I know you sing, so why don't you want to go in front of the camera for once? And I was like, yeah, I think it might be time for me to try do this, you know. And yeah, when I got there, when I did the sessions with Jamhuri, I don't know, just something just bathed in me. I just wanted to be there. Yeah, it's very special. And I don't know if Tom knows this, but it was a very special thing for me. I even told him, like, he kicked off.
You can say it now because he's going to hear it. It's,
yeah, so Tom, just know you kicked off everything I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life.
Oh, that is special.
Yeah, yeah, when it comes to music, I'm so thankful to you. And also Polycarp, when I had Father Studies for Polycarp, I've worked with Polycarp personally. And even when I did my launch last week, I told him that he has been a very big impact to me in terms of music, because he told me through his songs that it's okay, you can talk about your feelings, you know, you can talk about what you want the people to know and what you want the world to hear, literally. So I say thank you to him, and I'm still saying thank you, because I just believe that, you know what, I was hurt, I can talk about it, and someone else out here was hurt, so we can talk about it. And people have been responding very well to my music. Like, they tell me it connects with them, their love lives, and it's crazy. My lecturers, my friends, my family.
Wait, you go, where you go to school, so I can give them a shout out?
ADMI, Africa Digital Media Institute.
Oh, go girl. So yeah. Big shout out to ADMI.
Yeah, they have been a very important backbone for me when it comes to stage. I even did my launch in school.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't ask me, why are you doing it in school, you know? But I said, because I have a very special connection to the school. That is why. Yeah.
Oh, and a big shout out, of course, Polycarp being very encouraging. They're all very encouraging, encouraging group of people. I say this a lot, but I'm so glad somebody else can say it, so it doesn't only just come from Chop, but they're incredibly encouraging.
Yeah.
I think we're just about to get into your music, and here have you just kind of, we're going to sit back and listen to you.
Okay.
Before that, though, have you gotten support from your family? Are they supportive of you? Because, you know, a lot of times people don't necessarily get support, or maybe parents don't really understand why you go into the creative sector as opposed to following a more traditional sort of route.
My dad is a very strict dad, but he did something for me that I did not expect at all. He made a studio in the house.
Oh, nice.
For me. So he just came one day with this equipment and everything, and he was like, you know what, I've brought you guys something, so you just go out and pick. And I opened the door and I saw equipments, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is just crazy, you know? I've been having a studio in the house for like 2 years. And for the first year, I was really confused on what to do, because I don't know how to produce music. Yeah, I just know how to make videos, take, like, that's my occupation, literally. So, yes, my family has supported me. My mom channels for me. I know right now she's just telling everyone, go listen to Capital FM. You know?
Shout out to your mom.
Shout out to my mom.
And to your dad for supporting you in a very practical way. Just like, you want to sing? Okay, well, we're going to build you a studio then.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
And my brothers too. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. They just, they're every day they're there for me. My dad, my big bro is a graphic designer, so he makes my posters. And my small bro literally manages me. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. It's a family thing.
It's a family thing.
I'm so glad to hear that.
And my small sister, who is 6 years old, she knows my songs word by word.
What's your sister called? Let's give her a shout out.
Rafaela Nelma Bint Mukoya.
Rafaela Nelma Bint Mukoya, big shout out to you, beautiful 6-year-old girl.
Yeah, she's really beautiful.
All right, well, you know, Peru, I'm just glad that you're in studio. I love the fact that you're here, and you know, if you're listening right now, I know you're listening from all around the country and indeed all around the world. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We got Peru in studio. So happy to hear her family being supportive and you being supportive as well, and just the fact that, you know, she channels her Africanness into the music, that's just got me hooked. I love that. That's the part that I like, because that's the way we send our sounds out, by being authentic to ourselves as African. So that's always great. It's a great positive message to send out. All right. We'll come right back with Prue, because she's going to be doing her thing. And, you know, as it goes, this is the part Cha says, shh, I keep quiet, and we get ready for the music. Thank you so much for coming and joining us in studio, Prue. We're getting ready for your live session.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Hi, guys. My name is Prue, as I said earlier. I'm going to introduce my guitarist with me, who has come from very far to be with me here today. His name is Alex. Alex, you can say hi to people.
Hello, I'm Alex Omanga. I'm a music student and a guitarist.
Yeah, he's a very soft-spoken, as you can as you can hear. I also will like to give my other guitarists some shout-outs. I have Tejizo. Thank you so much for being there for me all around this journey. And Bakari, I'm so grateful to you guys. Also, my drummist, Maji, Williams Maji. He's drumming somewhere right now. Probably he'll get to hear about this, but I'm so glad for you guys. So I'm gonna do my first song, which is called Mapenzi. So this song, literally I wrote it when I was dating someone who was younger than me. Yeah, so I just, one day I sat down and I thought, literally this boy is making me do things, and you know, he's really young, and I'm like, why though, you know? So I just decided to channel my inner person and write this song. So this song is called Mapenzi.
Mapenzi yaina akili, yana furaha pia, yana ujinga nyingi, yana akili pia kidogo. Ukimpenda anayekupenda mtaachana pia, mlawazi kanipenda mimi na mimi nampenda pia. Mimi nampenda pia. I'm lost in fiction love, consumed by something wrong. Delusional is wrong. Potential love I own. Yeah. Strike my heart, my love. Addict me to your side. Befit me to your right. Brought from up above. Fill me with your love. Hold me close to you. Curve me with your love. Hold me close to you. Mapenzi yaina akili, yana furaha pia, yana ujinga nyingi, yana akili pia kidogo. Ukimpenda anayekupenda mtaachana pia, mlawazi kanipenda mimi na mimi nampenda pia. Mapenzi yaina akili, yana furaha pia, yana ujinga nyingi, yana akili pia kidogo. Ukimpenda anayekupenda mtaachana pia, mlawazi kanipenda mimi na mimi nampenda pia. Mimi nampenda pia. Mapenzi. mapenzi, 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 mapenzi.
That was mapenzi. Oh my God, I'm always so happy when I'm done singing. I don't know why. I just laugh and I smile. I don't know why. But yeah, that song, I wrote it like 3 years ago and it's been a while. So I did not know this song is going to be part of my EP. But yeah, it was. And yeah, I'm just so glad for everyone who has been part of my journey. I will keep on saying that. My family and everyone who I know, literally everyone who's listening right now, I'm so grateful to you. So the other song I'm going to sing, it's called Crazy. So the inspiration for this song, literally, I wrote this song after I met, I could call him the love of my life right now, because we've been together for 2 years and I'm so grateful to Vicky for showing me what love really is, you know. So I wrote this song just to appreciate what he's been doing for me. Like, literally, for everyone who is in love out there, this is the song for you. You can dedicate this to your loved one. You can sing it to him. It doesn't matter if you have a good voice or not, because the words are the most important. Yeah, so Alex, take us away.
Like it when you call my name. Funny, I fancied bad boy vibes you played. Oh, the heavy shiver down my spine you gave. When you healed me, touched me, looked me in my eyes. But you make me go crazy. You make me go, you make me go, you make me go wild. You make me go crazy. You make me go, you make me go, you make me go wild. So please, hold me, touch me, tease me, make me wanna say your name. Play the dirty games, baby, play them games with me. Hold me, touch me, tease me, make me wanna say your name. Play those dirty games, baby, play them games with me. I wanna shiver, shiver, cover my back for you. Rudy Hapatilia, Rudy Hapatilia. So come to chase me, chase, oh. Come to chase me, chase, oh. Me chase, oh, yeah. Mapenzi, eh, mapenzi, oh. So come to chase me, chase, oh. Come to chase me, chase, oh. Me chase, oh, yeah. Mapenzi, eh, mapenzi, oh. Come to chase me, chase, oh. Come to chase me, chase, oh. Michezo ya wapenzi, wapenzi, oh. So come to cheze michezo, come to cheze michezo, hey. Michezo ya mapenzi, hey. Mapenzi, oh, hey. Mapenzi, mapenzi, moto moto kishenzi. Mabibi waenzi, bwana zao kishenzi. Vijana mafisu, wanakata wapenzi. Majoto, majoto, napeana vikwezi atini. Love mnapenda na mnavisha na mapeta kila kona. Mnavisha na vitenge mnashona, walai mnachoma. Atini love mnapenda na mnavisha na mapeta kila kona. Mnavisha na vitenge mnashona, walai mnachoma. So come to cheza michezo, come to cheza michezo, oh. Michezo ya mapenzi, hey, mapenzi, oh. So come to cheza michezo, come to cheza michezo, hey, michezo ya mapenzi, hey, mapenzi, oh, hey.
na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy. He kids me crazy, walai na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy. Love is crazy, na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy. He kids me crazy, na cheesy, na cheesy, na cheesy. So come to cheese mi chezo, come to cheese mi chezo, yeah, mi chezo ya. Mapenzi, eh, mapenzi, oh, yeah. So come to cheese mi chezo, come to cheese mi chezo, mi chezo ya, mapenzi, eh, mapenzi, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh.
Oh yeah, that song is a very Lee song. Sometimes I listen to it and I'm so blown away, like, who wrote that? Because I'm not sure if it's me, you know. Yeah, for the last song I'm gonna do, I will do it a cappella. This song is called Release Me. This song is about toxic relationships. I wrote it from a perspective of someone who I saw going through something very bad, you know. So it's just a call for these people who, like, hold you and they're supposed to let you go, to let you go, you know. Okay.
Release me. Try not to worry about how you feel. You confuse me. You say you don't care, but you won't let me dare. Run away from this. Run away, run away from you. One is Shikilia. Sonia Chile. I don't wanna care about how you feel, about how you sleep, about how you feed. Cause I'm down inside. I'm in this prison cell. Umenifunga na mapenzi. Unhealthy love. Imeninyonga kiwazimu. Unhealthy love. Allow me, please, allow me to run from this unhealthy love. You go that way, I'm going insane. Unhealthy. Unhealthy, yeah. Oh, oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I can see why we're all getting behind Prue. I mean, we can see why her parents were like, well, you know, and I understand why your dad bought you the studio. He's like, okay, what's what we're going to do is put a studio in your house. Ma'am, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so No, thank you for sharing your gift.
Okay.
And thank you for coming into the studio. And when do we get the next EP and how do we listen? Where are you available? Are you on all digital platforms?
Actually,
streaming DSPs?
Well, I am releasing my EP on 8th April on all digital platforms, on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. And you're going to get me. Just type P-R-U-E and you're going to see me from 8th April.
That's where we'll get all your music.
Yes.
Because we're behind Peru. Let me tell you, I'm going to say this one time. This Sunday, the 20th of March in the year of our Lord 2022, we are firmly behind you, Prue.
Thank you.
This is what is happening.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your gift and for Alex coming in from so far. How far is far?
Not really far. I'm a student at Kenyatta University.
That's still a ride. That's still quite a drive. Thank you so much for taking the time and your beautiful expertise on the guitar. Really appreciate it.
I'm grateful.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate you coming, Prue and Alex. We have been serenaded. We've heard music. And gosh, the future of music in Kenya is so promising.
So beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is. Don't you think so?
I do think so.
Okay. I think I'm a bit more, you know. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too, for having me.
I'm going to ask you to stand but not leave so that we can have the news and you can watch how that works because you just wowed me.
Okay.
So that's going to happen. As we have this quick changeover, just to let you know, to thank you for being a part of the show this morning. I couldn't have done this without you. To our lovely guest, Prue and Alex, who came from so far to be a part to accompany her on the show this morning. Thank you as well. And you for always being so loving, so caring, and sharing on the show. Remember, this week. Take care of yourself, hydrate, vibrate higher as much as you can. It's all part of the dance of life. Let's keep it moving. I gotta say goodbye. I gotta say ciao. Switch gears into the world of news. God bless you. Take great care of yourself in each and every single way. Ciao.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.